Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 14, 1847, the legislature of Barbados passed an act to carry out the provisions of an act entitled An Act to Provide for the Erection of a Lighthouse in this Island, and also to make provision for the maintenance of the same when erected. The authorities had long recognized the dire need for a lighthouse in Barbados because of the frequent wreck of vessels on the eastern and southern shores of the island and the consequent loss of life. With this in mind, an act to erect the South Point Lighthouse and to raise money for that purpose was passed in the Barbados Legislature on August 5, 1836. It had been agreed that half of the sum would be raised through a tonnage tax on all vessels entering the island. The other half would be contributed by Her Majesty's government. Subsequently, £2,937.18 was raised and deposited in the Colonial Bank at interest. However, by 1847, no steps had been taken to begin the erection of the lighthouse. Therefore, at this sitting of the Barbados Legislature, definite plans were put into place to ensure that the lighthouse would be erected. The legislature decided that the government, under the advisement of Her Majesty's Corps of Royal Engineers, would erect the lighthouse on such part of the seacoast as shall be sanctioned by the government. It was stipulated that a site which was 60 feet above sea level on the southeastern coast of the island would be the best place for the lighthouse. The governor was authorized to appoint a keeper at the annual salary of £100 and two assistant lighthouse keepers at the annual salary of £50 each. The commissioners, who had been appointed by the legislature to carry out the act, were authorized to, quote, procure by contract or otherwise oil, candles, wicks, materials, utensils, and all such other things as shall be necessary for maintaining the said light in the most efficient manner, end quote. The lighthouse keeper and his assistants were also responsible for conducting repairs on the lighthouse and lanterns, making sure that at all times they were in good order and condition, as well as making and enforcing the rules and regulations. The commissioners could also appoint a clerk at the salary of £20 to keep the books for the lighthouse. Thus, the South Point Lighthouse in Christchurch was the first lighthouse to be erected in Barbados. The cast iron structure was designed by a Scottish civil engineer, Alexander Gordon. It was exhibited in the Great Exhibition in London in 1851 before being shipped to Barbados in sections. It opened in April 1852. The lighthouse, which is featured on the Barbados 25-cent coin, also has the distinction of being one of the few remaining cast iron lighthouses in the world.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.